Thank you for joining the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers Northwestern Division for today's Missouri Basin Conference call. This call is provided as a courtesy to congressional representatives, tribal, state, and local government officials, including levy sponsors, emergency managers, and the media. I am Eileen Williamson, and I will be your moderator. This call is recorded and placed on the Defense Video and Imagery Distribution Service for reuse at www.dvidshub.net/unit/USACE-NWD. Your participation acknowledges your consent to be recorded. All lines have been placed on mute. To unmute your line during the question and answer session, press star 6. The forced mute function does not work on all phones or for those who have dialed in, so please make sure you use your phone's own mute function and do not place the call on hold. As I mentioned, the question and answer session will take place at the end of the call, and I'll provide instructions at that time. Today's speakers include Doug Kluck and Ben Cipriel, and then John Remus and his staff with an update from the Missouri River Water Management Division. I will hand it over to Doug Kluck to get us started.
Thank you, Eileen. There it is. And thanks to the Corps and everyone for being on the call today. So I'll give you a quick rundown of what has happened across the basin in terms of climate and weather, and give you a little bit of an outlook at the end. So temperatures and precipitation since January 1st. So beginning of the year till now, more or less, on the upper left is the departure from normal temperature. Wherever you see anything yellow to red or orange, we're above normal. The red is pretty extreme in terms of warmth, and I think we all knew that happened. We have six, almost eight, maybe in some places 10 degrees above normal for that stretch is huge. I can't emphasize how warm that is compared to normal. That's off the charts, even from a climatologist's point of view. On the right, we see the percent of normal precipitation. Again, yellow to dark red or whatever is below normal. And the deeper the colors and deeper the red, the more the deficit, if you will. So pretty darn dry since the beginning of the year. Wyoming, South Dakota, Nebraska, south. Okay. Quite a bit wetter actually in Missouri and eastern Kansas down there, and somewhat wetter than normal in the high elevations of Montana and a few other spots here and there. Next slide. So last 30 days, same thing, temperature on the left. You see there's general warmth except for the northernmost portions of this region. Yellow to, again, red is above normal temperatures, and green to, I guess, purple are below normal temperatures. It has cooled off a little bit. In other words, not being as warm as it was. On the other hand, when we need the moisture, arguably the most, especially in the lower elevations, the beginning of April or near the beginning of April till now, we've seen a real deficit in precipitation from Canada to Oklahoma, straight up and down there. All that red is below normal. In fact, it's less than 50% of normal. Again, there are places in Missouri and eastern Kansas where we've had well above normal, normal precipitation in that green to purple area, and a little bit up there again in northwest Montana and such. So quite a deficit for the last 30 days as well. Next slide. So it's going to be really hard for you to see these percentages, but don't look at the percentages. Look at the colors. This is the on the left is the May. May 5th, end of the day tally of snow water equivalent for the Western United States. Basically, red is well below normal, less than 50%. And the yellows and greens are, well, green is near normal. All the yellows and oranges are below normal. Okay? So we have a dearth of snowpack. Now, I will caution that sometimes this late in the year when we're talking snowpack, these numbers can get haywire, like that 142% way down in Arizona. It's not incorrect, but it doesn't really mean much. So I won't go into detail on that. Generally, snowpack is lacking. On the right is an image from earlier. This is the image I showed in March, as a matter of fact, where the percentages, again, across the Missouri Basin and the West as a whole, were a little bit better than they were today. What the image on the left shows is a lot of this is melted off. A lot of the snow, I'm sorry, is melted off. Yeah, let's go to the next slide. Interesting, I think I've showed this before, but this is the total precipitation for the water year. Water year begins on October 1st for the West. And if you just look at precipitation, rain, snow, whatever, by itself, it appears kind of near normal to a little bit less than normal as you go south, and above normal if you go to the far reaches of the north there. But remember, what we had going on in the West for most of the winter and spring were well above normal record of heat. And we had lots of rain, not snow, events. And the timing of those events basically all took their toll on snow water equivalent or snowpack in the West. So that's why it looks so bad from a snow point of view. And around normal for a straight precipitation. Now, again, this is from October 1st, too. You got to remember that that is part of the or the total precipitation. So moving on. Again, same thing. We're looking at basin totals for snow water equivalent on the left. These are and it's 55% for the Missouri Basin, by the way. That's what that orange color is for the Missouri Basin. And precipitation for the entire basin on the right is 96% of normal. So it's kind of a blend. I mean, those are obviously a blend for the whole basin, but notice the snow water equivalent is a lot less than the precipitation. I guess I just wanted to point that out. On we go. This is the current stream flow view. So you're looking at where streams are flowing near normal. And when we say near normal, we're saying 25 to 75% of normal. Where you see yellows and oranges and reds, if you will, that's well below normal. And where you see blues, greens to light blue to dark blue are either normal to above normal. So again, lower basin, you can see some well above normal stuff down there and near normal stuff as well. If you look upstream, if you to the north and west, you see a lot more yellow and orange, and that's going to be coming more yellow and orange as the snowpack completely melts out over the next month or so. So I think other people are going to talk about this, so I won't go into great detail, but these are all monitors of stream flow at the moment. Next slide. So this is soil moisture. This is a modeled soil moisture, and where you see colors like, gray, to yellow are kind of below normal, gray being the worst, yellow being just slightly below normal. And then above where it turns green to blue to purple is above normal. You don't see a lot of above normal soil moisture until you get down to Missouri and portions of Montana and I guess the high peaks of Wyoming as well. So we have a sponge that needs to be filled, if you will. So it's kind of the way to think about soil moisture is a giant sponge that can soak up a lot of moisture when it happens. Next slide. So here's the outlook. Here's the beginning of the outlook slides. This is the total precipitation or the quantitative precipitation forecast for the next 7 days total. So if you added up all the precipitation that could happen over the next 7 days, this is what you would get. Those are not impressive colors for the Missouri Basin. You see a little bit a little bit higher amounts out in Wyoming, but we're still only talking, what, a quarter to half inch at the most, and a few little peaks in there here and there. Lower basin, it's a little bit of a different story. We see a little more widespread half inch to an inch type activity. We don't want to miss our storms this time of year, because this is kind of the wet time of year, especially for the high plains, in northern high plains and in states up there. So we're hoping this turns around. We'll see. This is just the next 7 days. So let's go to the next slide. All right. So here's week two, not the next 7 days, but the 7 days following that. Week two, days 8 through 14. On the left is the temperature outlook, and those are probabilities, and it's a strong, relatively strong probability of above normal temperatures for most of the West, and for the most part, the Missouri Basin as a whole looks to be above normal for temperature, which means more evaporation, more evapotranspiration, meaning we're losing water, unless we're getting a lot of precipitation with that. On the right is the week two precipitation outlook probabilities as well. And you see sort of a below, it's a very slight below, but it's a below normal outlook for the upper basin, the far upper basin, I'll say, Montana, a little bit of Wyoming. Near normal as you move sort of south and east. And then again, as you get to southern Nebraska and south, the probabilities for above normal precipitation go up. A little bit down there. So the chances are we're going to be wet in the lower basin. Better chances for that anyway. Next slide. So I should have changed the colors on some of these things. But anyway, here's the May through July temperature and precipitation outlook. Again, probabilities. According to the Climate Prediction Center on the left, you know what? I have screwed this up. This is only for May, so I apologize for that. I don't think I got the right slide in here. I will have to go interpret that in just a minute. But this is just for the month of May, the rest of May, I should say. This is above normal temperatures again in the West, sort of equal chances as you move to the east, and below normal for precipitation for the northern part of the basin, upper basin. And I'm going to go to the next slide real quick, but I am going to give you a quick, I'm pretty sure I looked at it. I don't know how I got that slide in there. I do that. And then I even check it and it still comes back wrong. So what is it? Yeah. So let me give you the rundown on and I can probably send new slides when we're done with this, so we have a good record as opposed to what we currently have. The May, June, July temperature outlook is for basically above normal temperature probabilities, with stronger probabilities as we go to the west. So above normal temperatures, there's also a propensity towards drier conditions throughout much of the basin, to be honest with you, not the entire basin, but most of Montana, Wyoming, and a tongue down through Nebraska to Kansas. We're calling for the slight probability of below normal precipitation. That surrounding all of that is equal chances, which is the rest of the basin. So sorry about that. I'll fix the slide deck. So if anybody downloads it, we'll have the right map in there. Not that much different, honestly, than May. But anyway, back to the slides in front of you. The drought status and outlook map, drought status is pretty dry across the basin, as we probably said several times already. I want to point out that as of today, we call it D2 through D4 level of drought is much, much above what it was last year at this time. You see 45% of the basin is covered this year, 16% last year. When we talk about D3 and D4 drought, which is kind of worst case drought, 22% of the basin, and most of that you can see is in Wyoming and Nebraska, 22% is covered. And last year at this time, only 4% of the basin was covered by that severity of drought. All right. So what's happening? Well, upper right hand upper right-hand corner, you see how the drought has changed since February, basically early February. All that yellow and dark yellow, maybe orange, is where we have where drought has increased in severity over that time. Okay, so the darker the color, the worse the drought has become. Green is where drought has gotten better. So only pretty much Missouri, eastern Kansas, a little bit of southern Iowa, conditions have gotten better since then. Final map on this is the drought outlook for the U.S. And this is May 1st through July 31st. It's not a great thing for our basin. The brown says, hey, look, we have drought. It's not going to change much. The yellow shows you where there is likelihood of increased drought severity or development. So the yellow is where drought is supposed to get worse, which is basically most of the West and portions of this basin as well. So we hope that doesn't happen. We hope it gets better, but we'll have to see what actually happens. I think that one last slide. Yeah, so the current El Nino La Nina situation is neutral, and it will be transitioning to something called El Nino later this summer, maybe earlier this summer, and it looks like a fairly moderate to strong version of that. In other words, the waters are pretty warm. We'll see how that works out and probably talk about that more on our webinar that we're holding in May and, of course, every other month that we do this. Stream flow and soil moisture low, most of the basin, mountain snowpack well below normal, widespread dryness, drier than last year. That's now. Short-term outlook, temperatures warming up to above normal levels, very likely. And then precipitation chances, I'm calling them light over the next 7 days. Now, if you're in Missouri, it may not be. And then longer-term temperatures, mainly equal chances of below or well, actually, I think that's actually wrong because I probably looked at May. Temperatures actually are more likely to be above normal across the entire area over May, June, July. And then precipitation shows below normal chances from Montana kind of sliding down into Nebraska, that area. And that's all I have. So thank you very much. Eileen, I can barely hear you.
Sorry. Thank you, Doug. And we'll move over to Ben.
All right. Thank you, Eileen. And thanks again for the Corps to invite us here, NOAA, to take part in these series of calls. Next slide, please. All right. So as Doug showed, you know, snowpack conditions across the Missouri Basin, which are confined to pretty much the highest elevations right now of Colorado, Wyoming, and Montana, are below average, even with some of the recent late season snows that we've seen. So for the season, the snowpack in the upper Missouri peaked below average, more so in the Platte River Basin. Doug showed that earlier. So with the accumulation season largely complete, we're now transitioning into the melt season. And as always, the timing and the rate of melt is the key factor here in determining stream flow responses and downstream water supply conditions over the coming weeks. So as such, we've issued our water supply forecasts developed by the National Weather Service, as you see on this slide. Those were issued yesterday. And our main numbers suggest that now through September, mountain runoff volumes will be below normal, especially for the Milk and Platte River basins. So let's go ahead and run through the numbers here. So for the Milk River at the Eastern Crossing, which you see on the slide here labeled as number one, we're only expecting 37% of normal stream flow runoff now through September. For Missouri River above Fort Peck, 74%. Yellowstone River at Sydney, 68%. North Platte at the Seminole inflow, 46%. And finally, South Platte at the South Platte location at 40%. 2%. Next slide, please, Eileen. So also just going over some reiteration here of what Doug pointed out, drought you know, since our last call has expanded from roughly 48% to 61% of the basin. That's nearly two-thirds of the basin, with 45% of the basin experiencing the severe to extreme drought conditions, as Doug pointed out earlier. And again, compared to 1 year ago, the Missouri Basin is considerably drier, given the 51% of the basin was only in drought at that time, with only 16% experiencing severe to extreme drought. And as far as precipitation goes, broadly speaking, over the last 30 days, and even since the beginning of the year, has been below normal across two-thirds of the Missouri Basin, mainly north and west of the line, roughly from Omaha, Nebraska to Salina, Kansas. And compared to the water year, it's been notably wet across the upper portion of the basin, as we saw earlier. However, as Doug mentioned, persistent warmer weather not only yielded rain instead of snow, but also contributed to that early snowmelt. And so lastly, as we look at the 90-day flood outlook here, soil moisture across the majority of the basin currently remains below normal. Over the last 3 months, there's been some slight relief outside of central Kansas and around the Montana and North Dakota border. Those areas have been considerably dry, yet more notably southeast of, again, of that line of Omaha and Nebraska to Salina, Kansas, which for our last call was significantly dry, is now around normal to notably wet due to the recent rainfall conditions that we saw over the month of April. So with that being said, flooding since the beginning of the water year, October 1st, being mostly focused around southeast portion of the basin, again, Omaha, Nebraska, south of there and east of Salina, Kansas, our river outlooks for the next 90 days that are issued towards the end of each month, in this case through July 25th, indicate flood potentials mainly confined to the lower basin that you see in this graphic. So flood risk is denoted by the color of the particular river station, green meaning less than a 50% chance for flooding, orange being greater than 50% or minor flooding, red for moderate, and purple for major. Our most recent official river outlook as of April 21st highlights the minor to moderate flooding across the lower basin, and that's mainly due to the spring rains that we received and the significant flooding that was observed during the month of April. The risk for flooding between now and late July for not only this area, but for all the basin is, of course, dependent upon the timing and location of any significant rainfall events that fall from here on. Our next 90-day outlook is scheduled for Thursday, May 21st. And with that, I'll turn it back over to Eileen. Thank you. And that'll conclude the Weather Service portion of the flood potential brief.
Thanks, Ben. And I will hand it to John and his staff.
Thank you, Eileen, and thank you to Doug and to Ben for their insights. Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for joining us. I'm John Remus, Chief of the Missouri River Basin Water Management Division. Our office is responsible for regulating the Missouri River Main Stem Reservoir System. This is the fourth of the 2026 monthly stakeholder calls. I will provide some general remarks, and then I will turn the discussion over to my senior staff for more detailed information. As always, I want to assure everyone in the basin that the Corps of Engineers remains fully committed to our flood risk reduction mission, protecting people and businesses when we can from significant runoff events that pose a threat to human health and safety. Further, it is important to understand that the volume, timing, and location at which runoff enters the system significantly impacts the timing and amount of water released from the reservoirs. Each runoff system or flood event is unique. Care should be taken when directly comparing one event to another. Drought remains an issue for a majority of the Missouri River Basin, as Doug and Ben laid out there. Main Stem Reservoir System storage remains well below normal. Therefore, we will continue water conservation measures through the spring and summer and possibly, or should I say probably longer. This will mean lower than normal releases from the reservoirs. The lower than normal reservoir levels provide an extra measure of flood risk management, which reduces the threat of system-wide flooding. But as Ben pointed out, flooding is still possible and probably likely due to local precipitation. In fact, over the last several weeks, there has been several episodes of minor to moderate flooding in the tributaries and along the Missouri River Basin, Missouri River Main Stem in the state of Missouri. We at the Corps of Engineers understand the importance of the Missouri River in providing water for irrigation, municipal, and industrial uses throughout the basin. We operate the system to meet the water supply requirements of the basin to the extent reasonably possible. There is presently and will be adequate water in the reservoirs and in the river reaches between the reservoirs and below the system to serve all water supply needs. I want to remind everyone that the Corps of Engineers does not provide or guarantee access to the water. Maintaining access to the water is the individual facility owner-operator's responsibility. Further, we will continue to meet our statutory obligations to operate the Missouri River Mainstream Reservoir System for its authorized purposes, as described in the Master Water Control Manual. We will also continue to comply with all laws and the provisions of the 2018 biological opinion. Lastly, the runoff forecast and projected reservoir releases and pool levels that Ryan Larson and Mike Swenson will be discussing are based on the best available information. As we move through the year, actual conditions may be different. This concludes my opening remarks. Thank you very much. I will now turn the discussion over to Ryan Larson.
Thanks, John. Next slide, Eileen. This graphic shows the annual runoff above Sioux City, Iowa for the period of record dating back to 1898, with the long-term droughts highlighted in yellow. The black dashed lines denote runoff percentiles. For example, the line labeled LD represents the lower decile runoff, which means 10% of the years are below the line and 90% are above the line. The 2026 calendar year runoff forecast for the upper Missouri River Basin above Sioux City, Iowa, which is highlighted in red, is 17.1 million acre feet, 67% of average, and is slightly higher than the lower decile. Next slide. The May 2026 calendar year runoff forecast was 0.7 million acre feet lower than the last month's forecast and reflects increasingly dry soil moisture in the upper basin, below average mountain snowpack, and the Climate Prediction Center's, or CPC's, outlooks. As seen on this slide, observed runoff was well below average during the Plains snowpack melt period of March through April, largely due to the below average Plains snowpack that melted early in the winter and below average precipitation over the last 2 months. Runoff is forecasted to be well below average during the mountain snowpack melt period of May through July due to the below average mountain snowpack, the CPC's 3-month outlook showing increased probabilities of drier than normal conditions in the upper basin, and dry soil conditions over much of the upper basin. Moving to slide 22. This graphic shows inches of snow water equivalent, or SWE, in the mountain snowpack in the above Fort Peck reach on the left graphic and the Fort Peck to Garrison reach on the right graphic. Both mountain snowpacks are compared to the maximum, minimum, and average SWE over a 30-year period from 1991 through 2020. The mountain snowpack peaked about a month earlier than normal at 77% of normal in the above Fort Peck reach and 79% of normal in the Fort Peck to Garrison reach. The snowpack began melting in March and dropped below the green line, representing the minimum SWE of that period. As of May 3rd, 74% of the annual peaks remain in both reaches. In summary, the 2026 calendar year runoff forecast is 17.1 million acre feet, or 67% of average. I will now turn it over to Mike.
Okay, thanks, Ryan. Gavin's Point releases are currently 23,500 CFS. Releases will likely remain at that rate for a few more days and will be adjusted as needed to meet the downstream targets. Next slide, Eileen. So on slide 24 here, system storage is currently at 49.1 million acre feet. 7 million acre feet below the base of the annual flood control zone. With regard to the monthly simulations or the monthly studies, the basic simulation uses the runoff forecast that Ryan just discussed. Due to the amount of variability that can occur over the next several months, we also develop an upper and lower runoff that are then used in the upper and lower basic simulations. These simulations provide a range of reservoir elevations and releases that may be expected under the different runoff scenarios. The discussion to follow will focus on the basic or most likely runoff forecast. Information on the other simulations is posted on our webpage. Next slide. Looking at the upper three reservoirs, Fort Peck, Garrison, and Oahe are currently 11.1. 10.5 and 7.8 feet below the base of their respective flood control zones. As shown on the basic simulation, Fort Peck Reservoir is expected to peak under elevation 2225, so about 2 feet higher than its current elevation. Releases will be increased from 5,000 CFS to 7,000 CFS in mid-May. Peak releases are forecast to average about 8,000 CFS later in the summer. Garrison Reservoir is expected to peak near elevation 1830, 7.5 feet below the base of the flood control pool. Garrison releases are expected to average about 18,000 CFS this summer. Owyhee Reservoir likely peaked earlier this spring and is expected to decline slightly during the next couple of months. Peak releases are expected to average about 28,000 CFS this summer. Next slide. I'm now on slide 26, which details the master manual system storage checks. The service level is used to determine releases from Gavin's Point Dam to support navigation, and in combination with the bank stabilization and navigation project to help provide the downstream navigation channel. The navigation service level at the start of the navigation season is typically based on the March 15th system storage. We are currently providing flow support at a level 5,500 CFS below full service based on that March 15th storage check. For this level of service on the basic simulation, Gavin's Point monthly average releases range from approximately 24,000 to 26,000 CFS. The service level for the remainder of the navigation season and the navigation season length are based on the July 1st system storage. Under the basic forecast, flow support for navigation would be reduced to minimum service after the July 1st storage check, with monthly average releases ranging from 27,000 to 28,000 CFS. Under the basic forecast, there would be a shortening of the flow support season. Next slide. While the Corps continues to plan for the planning process for the Fort Peck test flows based on the current reservoir forecast, there will be insufficient water to run test flows in 2026. As usual, conditions will be monitored throughout the coming months and the regulation will be adjusted as needed. Energy generation at the main stem dams under the basic simulation is 7.3 billion kilowatt hours. The long-term average is 9.3 billion kilowatt hours. And the last slide that I have is slide 28, which shows the Missouri River Basin weekly update, which is found on our website at the address shown on the top of the slide. This web page gives a general overview of the current conditions in the Missouri River Basin and is updated weekly, usually on Tuesday morning. That concludes my comments. So I'll turn it back to you, Eileen.
Thank you, Mike. And we'll move to the question and answer session. The next call will be on June 4th at 1 o'clock. We have, at peak, I think we had around 50 callers, so thank you, everyone, for joining us. Questions will come from participants in today's call. Please state your name and the organization that you represent before asking your question. Press star 6 to unmute your phone, or use the microphone icon on your computer screen. I did have to mute a few participants, so if you think you're unmuted already, I did go back and mute a few callers that were picking up on the microphone. We'll go in alphabetical order by state, starting with the state of Iowa. Kansas. Again, star 6 or the microphone icon to unmute and ask your question. Missouri. Montana. Nebraska. North Dakota.
Eileen.
Yes.
This is Clay Careful. I'm with North Dakota Department of Water Resources. And in the annual operating plan, it talks about how releases may be made from the Kansas River projects to supplement navigation flows as a drought conservation measure. And I see that the Kansas River reservoirs are all into their flood control pool. And I'm wondering if there's a plan to decrease releases from the Missouri River system and supplement with the Kansas River system flows. Thank you.
Great question. I will let John answer that.
Short answer, Clay, is no. We are able to use Kansas River water under certain times of the year, under certain conditions, to meet the target at Kansas City. If the Kansas City is actually our target, which is not the case now, and we cannot make that water up out of Gavin's Point for some reason, if there's some limit, something limiting our ability to release water from Gavin's Point. Those are the conditions. Right now, we don't see that happening. Even if we wanted to use the Kansas River water, that would be later in the summer when we would be able to use that water. But right now, there are no plans. Over.
Anything else, Clay?
Nope, that sounds good.
All right, thank you. Okay, any other questions, North Dakota? All right, we'll move to South Dakota again, star six or the microphone icon. And Wyoming. Anybody I may have missed or who missed hitting the unmute button? It's all yours, John.
Thank you, Arlene. Just some closing remarks here. I want to remind everybody that being on or near the water is inherently dangerous. Please use the proper safety equipment and procedures and be aware of the existing and the forecasted conditions. I encourage everyone to monitor our website for information on releases and pool levels. Also, please pay attention to the local weather forecast and conditions. Conditions can change and sometimes change quite rapidly, so please plan accordingly and exercise safety first. We are planning to hold these monthly calls through July, and we will do ad hoc calls either more frequently or beyond July if they are warranted. If you have any questions regarding reservoir operations, feel free to contact us. Contact information is provided on the final slide. I will offer one last chance for questions before ending the meeting. So one last call. Going once. Going twice. Okay, with that, thank you all, and I will now end the call.